Dismantling a Banking Empire.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon, in for Steve Chiotakis. It was once the crown jewel in Citigroup's wealth management business.
Smith Barney, they make money the old-fashioned way. They earn it.
And how much does selling control of Smith Barney earn Citigroup? The merger with Morgan Stanley creates the world's largest brokerage and gives Citi $2.7 billion in badly needed cash. But even that big infusion is not expected to make up for its further upcoming losses. And some analysts are saying this could be the first step in the eventual dismantling of what was not so long ago the biggest bank on the planet. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson is following the story in New York and joins us now. Jeremy, for years, Citi has promised to be this kind of financial supermarket. What's happening to that grand idea now?
Bob, it looks like Citi has decided to get back to basics. Consumer banking, basically, and an investment bank for companies and wealthy individuals around the world, which probably means shedding some of its non-core operations, things like private label credit cards, consumer finance operations, and a company called Primerica, which sells life insurance and a number of other services.
Well, given the financial climate right now, isn't this a bad time to be selling off parts of your businesses? Why are they doing this now?
Well, it shows you they're in big trouble and they need to reassure investors. The stock price for Citigroup has dropped by about 75% just since October. They are reporting fourth quarter earnings next week. Those are going to be abysmal, probably a $10 billion loss. And now, possibly for the first time, they have an investor who cares about strategy. His name's Uncle Sam. He lives in a swamp in the mid-Atlantic, and he has injected $45 billion into Citigroup. So the government is really telling them they've got to change something so that they don't have to come back and ask for another loan.
So why is all of this coming down on Citigroup? Aren't all the banks in trouble?
Well, one reason is that if you'll remember back in the fall when all the other banks were getting married to each other, Citi was rejected by Wachovia, who went with the more handsome Californian Wells Fargo. That meant Citi did not get Wachovia's huge network of bank branches and all the consumer deposits that go along with them. The other thing is Citi, as you said, has become a supermarket. It's got so many parts. And when times get tough, any company has got to focus on the things that are most important to its core business, and it appears for Citigroup that means consumer banking and investment banking.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in New York. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
The Morgan Stanley-Smith Barney merger doesn't seem to be offering much reassurance to foreign financial markets. London's FTSE is down more than 2% this hour. Frankfurt's DAX has slipped more than 1.5%. And in Paris, the CAC 40 is off just over 1%. Tokyo's Nikkei, which plunged 5% yesterday, regained 0.3% today. It's not just Citigroup that's selling off what it can. Chrysler may be trying to get rid of some assets. The company is said to be in talks with Renault-Nissan. From the European desk, Stephen Beard reports.
Renault-Nissan denies that it's talking with Chrysler, but there's no denying the Detroit automaker is under pressure to sell off assets. The company's been required to restructure after a $4 billion bailout loan from the US government. Reuters reports that Chrysler is now trying to sell, among other things, its Jeep division. David Bailey is an auto industry expert at the Birmingham Business School.
We're going to see a major restructuring in the world auto industry over the next few years, really. Bigger companies will survive. They may well gobble up the assets of some weaker companies.
Chrysler has talked asset sales with Renault-Nissan in the past. The U.S. automaker is also reported to be trying to sell an assembly plant in Illinois to Canadian auto supplier Magna. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
As the economy sinks deeper into recession and credit remains hard to come by, many of the nation's small businesses are struggling to stay open. But recent changes to a popular government loan program are making it even tougher for small companies, especially those owned by women and minorities. From Washington, Ronnie Radbill reports.
Gay Guin runs the consulting firm Strategies for Success. She says Washington-area small business owners are strapped.
In the past year, I've seen 8 small businesses close down for lack of business and lack of funding.
Recent changes to a popular Small Business Administration loan program aren't helping. The program lends business people small amounts of cash quickly and mainly without collateral. This pilot effort has been up and running for a decade. The Community Express Loan Program originally targeted women and minority-owned small businesses, but because of legal concerns, the program was broadened to include any small business owner who set up in a poorer area. Wisconsin Congresswoman Gwen Moore is on the House Small Business Committee.
The consequences of that is that I could be a very wealthy person and set up a business in an inner city community and receive SBA services ahead of a disadvantaged minority or woman.
Meanwhile, lenders who work with the SBA are hitting the cap on the number of loans they can make because of increased demand for capital. Congress set a financial limit when they kicked off the pilot program. Eric Zarnikow is with SBA's Office of Capital Access.
Until we're sure that the program is right, that it's really serving and protecting the borrowers, we're not in a position to go ask Congress to lift the cap.
But Congresswoman Moore says it's been a successful program and lawmakers would like to make it permanent. Since 1999, the SBA has given out more than 36,000 Community Express loans worth about $1 billion. She adds, until more cash makes it to the local level, the economy won't recover.
There is not a politician who has ever been elected to any office who won't tell you that small business is not the engine of our economy.
Meantime, as the economy sputters, many small business owners are tapping into their personal savings and running up credit card debt, whatever it takes to stay afloat. In Washington, I'm Ronnie Radville for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. You can take it with you, our podcast, that is. Check it out at marketplace.org. And we're glad you could make us a part of your morning.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.